entertainment news. Brought to you at the top of every hour.
Tell me something good.
Where talk is fun. My Talk 107.1.
What do you want to tell us? Just tell us. Tell us.
Well, Justin Timberlake's new album is out, and if you believe some of the speculation, some of the reaction to it, it's off to an embarrassing start.
Embarrassing? How could anything be embarrassing?
He is saying, or I guess people that are keeping an eye on these sorts of things are saying that of the 200 most streamed songs on Spotify, just for example, he's got two. Now, keep in mind, like, Kacey Musgraves' new album, all eight of her new songs are in the top 200.
I thought you meant two people streamed it.
No. Two of his songs, and Everything I Thought It Was is not even the lead single. Selfish still is the lead single on the charts, and we know that was at one point beaten out by the Selfish from Britney years ago.
Yeah.
So.
I have to admit, I did put on Britney Selfish all day one day, just to help Britney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, that was nice of you.
I know. That's the kind of person I am.
Yes.
Mike.
Help her out. Yes, there you go. Not getting back at JT at all.
Exactly.
Vindictive at any way, shape, or form. Mr. Beast is apparently going to have the biggest cash prize in TV history. The YouTuber is working with Prime Video for a new reality show / game show that's going to award the winner $5 million.
Okay, now that's a good prize.
A very good prize. Apparently, 1,000 people will be vying for this single $5 million cash prize in a fast-paced, high-production format game show.
All right. Now, he's stealing one of your jobs, though. You're supposed to be the next game show host.
Yeah, but he has $5 million to give away.
That's true. Oh, true.
So, that's always good. And he does give a lot of money away.
Cool.
Yeah. So, we'll have to see how that goes. We don't have any more details on the format or when it's going to be here.
Don't mind me. I'm over here looking up Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's a YouTuber. He's a super famous YouTuber.
Yep.
And finally, Wish from Disney is getting a Disney Plus streaming date. You can start streaming Wish on April 3rd.
Awesome. I didn't get a chance to see that in theaters, so I'll be watching that.
Chris Pine plays King Magnifico, which was one of the big, we heard that song piece that he had about being like wonderful or something.
Yes.
It went kind of viral after he released that. So
okay.
There you go. That's your My Talk Dirt Alert for this hour. For more entertainment news, download the My Talk app or go to MyTalk1071.com.
Maybe this will give us something to talk about.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here.
Ah!
They're trapped inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Welcome to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Got to turn on your microphone. First thing on Monday morning, I'm pretty sure that's critical.
Better get you a cup of coffee.
That's right. Yes. Welcome to the show. Chris Eggert is in the studio with me again.
Thanks for having me.
I think Bradley could be, who knows, maybe he jumped off the cruise and he's floating on a raft in the sea.
I wouldn't blame him for that. Wherever he's at looks like heaven. I am so stalking him right now on Instagram. Every time I pop on the gram, it's like, oh, look, look at Bradley's coffee cup shot on this morning.
Look at his toes.
Yeah, there's his toes. There he's sleeping in a chaise lounge.
Oh, man. Yeah, we just need to. Last year, I did go to Florida.
Nice.
During the winter around this time. I'm booking something right now. One of those things.
I get it. And this winter's been weird. You don't really want to escape as much as normal because
it's amazing.
But it's going to start getting, this week is going to be snowy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, toward the end of the week. End of the weekend it's not going to be like 4 feet of snow or anything, but there's definitely going to be snow on the ground.
Okay. It did snow a little bit yesterday.
Yeah,
I saw it fluttering around.
I mean, like real snow.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is not good. Okay. Yeah,
it'll come over a period of a couple days. I'm just saying.
We've been very lucky. So yes. Anything that happens, I'm still thrilled with this non-winter.
And things are super dry. So we actually need, you know, we need some moisture. Listen to me. I sound like I'm an agronomist over here.
Or 80.
Either or.
Yeah. We need the rain.
I am 80.
I'm like,
we do need the rain.
I don't know if we need the rain. I'm not a farmer, but shout out to all the farmers out there listening. I know one guy who farms chickens, listens to the show. He's got, you know, a lot of eggs. And anyway,
I had a farmer. We had a farmer on Minnesota Live today. He brought farm little baby animals.
Oh.
And I was holding a lamb that was born like 3 days ago. And it was the cutest thing. It was like, it was trying to suckle on my neck.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not your mom. And there's nothing there for you.
I don't know. Maybe you've got a little
waddle. Yeah, I do have a waddle. But the crazy thing was that I gave it back to them.
Good.
And
unless you have it here. I really need to see
it's out in my car. but I usually, like, when you're handling animals, your hands smell.
Yeah, you're very aware.
The thing didn't have any, like, it
doesn't
smell.
Have a bad scent. Maybe they washed it.
It's 4 days old. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I was amazed, though. Somebody else was holding the chicken, and they said that thing was
a little
ripe.
My sister has a hobby farm.
Yeah.
And she retired from nursing, and she's lucky enough to have that to do in her retirement.
Nice.
And it's really cool. She has these special sheep from Switzerland. She's like a breeder for them.
Yodel?
They do. Yes, they do. Sweet. They do Ricola in Ricola. Oh. One of those horns. And she has a lot of pygmy goats.
Yeah.
So they're tiny, like Nigerian pygmy goats. She has rabbits, and it's just like, it's so weird.
That's
I mean,
fun.
We did live on 10 acres, and my dad would have like 10 cows at a time or whatever, but we never did anything that big. But she doesn't have a big operation, but it's just amazing. You can follow her on Instagram. It's My Bittersweet Farm, and it's pretty cute. She will birth babies on Instagram.
I'm going there right now. What is it again?
She builds structures, My Bittersweet Farm. A lot of my talkers follow her. They've even come down to visit. She's like, come on. Yeah, you want to come visit my farm? Like anybody.
You guys look so similar.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I mean, from what I can tell,
definitely.
This picture's small, and I'm old and blind.
No, it's she's really learned how to do a lot of carpentry. She'll build a whole goat structure. I'm like,
that's
in
what
a
you,
day.
Hey, listen,
it's amazing.
You figure out how to do that stuff.
It's pretty cool. So that's her life's love now. And I'm living in the city kid. You know, living in Woodbury.
Well, you know, all you got to do is hop in your car. And hop on 94 and drive east about 30 minutes, and that place is called Govan's Farm. They're over in Menominee area. And they like have a petting, you know, they're open for baby animals and stuff this kind of year. So super nice people.
Oh, cool. What's it called again?
Govan's Farm.
I'll put that on our show links page so that you guys can also check that out.
Yeah, they're super cute. And like good experience for taking kids and grandkids, that kind of bit.
Aww.
Or I'm guessing you can just go over there as an adult without kids or grandkids.
I hope so, because I'm coming.
Yeah.
It's in Menominee?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Just down the road from you.
Just tips from Chris this morning.
That's right. Oh,
that's right. What did you do this weekend?
I watched a ton of basketball.
Okay.
My daughter's team was playing in the state championship, and they won.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Fun. Yeah, it was really fun. I don't have much of a voice left today, so congratulations to the Skippers and all the other teams who participated, because it was a lot of fun basketball.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so fun. I miss doing that kind of stuff.
How about you?
I went to a concert on Friday
night. Oh, yeah. You were worried about you're going to have to stay up late.
Yeah. I did it. You know, it was fine. You know, we got mad right away, like old people, about people being rude. And, you know, we're always like, oh, God, you know, someone stands right in front of you. They do that move.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's going to happen when you go out in public.
Place?
My boyfriend tends to say things. Let's just say that.
Listen, sometimes you got to get it out of the way right away. And then.
Well, and I said, you know, to him, which was actually kind of loud, like, oh, now I have to watch him kissing the top of her head, which was right in front of me, and he kept kissing her, this guy, and I'm like, God. But we had a great time. Good. We didn't stay through the whole show. We did want to see the opening act more, so it was Bully and Group Love at the Palace Theater.
Oh, never so been you there. Saw Bully. She's really good.
She is. You
yeah,
know her.
I like her, yeah.
Oh, she was great. Her voice was... She lost her voice, and so she kept apologizing, and it was just her, not the rest of the band. Mm-hmm. So, it was good. My boyfriend's a big fan of her. They got a picture together.
Oh, that's fun.
He looked at it, and he's like, great. I look like, hey, here's my daughter. Yeah. I'm her dad. Yeah. That's the age we are now. It's fine.
That's fine.
And then I practiced cooking a secret recipe that I have for Appetizer Madness. That was...
You can't reveal what it was you're cooking because then it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a secret recipe that only Mike knows about.
Oh.
Yep. And another person.
I can't wait to taste it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's.
I know. I had to mention it though.
Yeah.
Now we have to get on to more important things in this world, and that would
are there?
Be...
Are there?
Oh, Mike, what did you do this weekend?
I went to a bunch of antique stores.
That's right.
And also had some delicious baked goods. We went down to Red Wing.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I did that trip. I hit a couple of antique stores down there, worked our way back up through Cannon Falls, and it was fun. It was my wife's parents' wedding anniversary.
Oh,
so we
nice.
Did whatever they wanted to
do. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so it was great.
Well, they're my kind of people if they want to go antiquing. That's
mm-hmm.
great. And I
Mine
know you
too.
Like it too.
I love it.
Yes. Okay, we have to talk about the latest with Kate Middleton. You wanted to give us an update, Chris.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I? Because nothing really has changed other than there's just 7 billion other new theories about them. And were they out and about this weekend or not? Because they were reportedly, what did you say they were at
Yes, my story is that
Kate
and Willie, I like to call him Willie.
Yeah.
They
close.
Were reportedly seen at a farm shop. What the hell is that? Is that a farmer's market? You know,
let's go with that.
Yeah. So the kids weren't with him or with them. This is according to the Sun. Now, do we trust them?
Yeah, I don't remember where the Sun falls in the big grand scheme of
it's bad.
Okay,
it's not
bad?
A great one.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and there were no pictures, so this is just hearsay.
Well, we had in the news this morning that there was going to be some sort of something or other happening today.
Oh gosh, this is a segment you did not pay attention to.
No, it was some sort of bit of minutia that we were expecting maybe some kind of news to come out with her today, but I don't really think it has. I think this is all kind of left over from the weekend.
Yeah. And you have a story about Princess Diana's brother who had some opinions on it.
Yeah. So he's apparently speaking out about all this, or Earl Charles Spencer, for those of you who aren't keeping track of everyone.
This guy, I love this guy because he just lays it out there.
Yeah. When asked about his thoughts on the recent rumors about Kate, Charles told the BBC Sunday with Lori, somebody or other, in an interview March 17th, I do worry about what happened to the truth. And he does not think that it's the same level of danger as his sister was put in back in the day. In fact, he says, I think it was more dangerous back in the day, Charles said, speaking about the media scrutiny of his sister. If I look back to 97 and Diana's death, I think that was so shocking. The circumstance was so shocking. And he's basically saying that the paparazzi are not as reckless as they were back in 1997. So he worries less about her, Kate, being like physically harmed, but he is more concerned about like the rumor mill and all the internet scrutiny and conspiracy theories, which makes perfect sense because that's where we're all at right now.
Right. That's what Diana was, you know, made her extremely depressed. Well, and also what was going on in her marriage.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it added just to her... just the mental gymnastics she had to do just to be in public. And that caused her to become depressed. And there was eating disorders. And it just like it, they hounded her. So I think that situation was completely different, though, because I don't think William would let that happen.
Having his mom gone through it and having him grown up with that sort of reality. Yeah, you wouldn't think so. But that's where things get... That's where, depending how deep you want to go on this conspiracy theory, that, that, you know,
Come on, you want to go there. He's in on it.
Or he's in on something.
That's right,
or,
because of the affair rumors. Yes.
Yeah. And I heard another one this morning that was just ridiculous.
Come on now.
Was that Charles is dead.
Oh.
And that this whole thing is just a distraction.
Because Charles is dead.
Yes, and they're trying to get everything in place, and that they're like doing like a Weekend at Bernie's with Charles right now.
Okay, so that
again, this is a very non-verified garbage conspiracy theory straight from the pages of the information superhighway.
Well, I had never heard that one before.
I heard that this
morning. Thank you for bringing that to the show.
I'm here to help spread worthless lying rumors that
we don't believe in any of this.
Not true.
But, you know, it's what everyone's talking about.
I know, it's crazy.
Yes. All right. Well, I think we're going to move on. And Mike has some
stories. Let's stay with this all day. Come on.
No. We got to go. Mike has some stories from the, I don't know, the nicer places of the internet than the British Sun coming up next in a Dirt Alert.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has all the latest from Hollywood and beyond. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Yes, let's start things off on this Monday with a little look at our box office and what we had happen over the weekend. It was Kung Fu Panda 4 still able to best the sandworms of Dune Part 2, but barely. Kung Fu Panda 4, $30 million in its second week. Dune Part 2, 29.1.
This is really surprising. This is the second week that they've beat Dune 2.
It's crazy.
Really and weird.
I'm guessing the last. We'll see, though. I mean, last week was their first week. This one was a tight one. Of course, this is Dune's third week, I guess. Arthur the King, the other new release, did $7.5 million. So just a look there. But one good news for Dune Part 2 is later today, they will officially go past the $500 million mark at the global box office.
Wow. That's substantial.
Yeah, they need that.
For some context, actually, the first film from the series, $433 million at the worldwide box office alone. This one's going to beat it in 2.5 weeks.
Oh my gosh. We were talking about weather before. They definitely need rain. Dune, too.
They do. It's so dry. Mm-hmm. they could use a good snow.
Sorry.
So, and also keep in mind that the first one was actually released during the height of kind of the lockdown phase of the pandemic. So it actually was released in both theaters and on Max at the same time. You just had to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. That is interesting.
That is certainly a big reason why it is not quite getting that same, hitting those same numbers. But the second one is obviously making up for that in a big way. Got some interesting news from the world of Spider-Man. They just, the official Spider-Man movie for No Way Home, the official account, put out this morning that all 8 live-action Spider-Man movies will be in theaters all year long.
What?
So they're going to just work through the entire 8 movies from Spider-Man and put them back in theaters.
I mean, go for it. Can Oppenheimer's back. Why not bring old Spider-Man?
Can we look back now with the... can we look back and go, Tobey Maguire is a nerd?
Can we
go back now and say that?
Yeah, you can say that. That's cool. But Andrew Garfield is my least favorite Spider-Man.
No, I don't disagree with you on that.
I mean, I called him the amazing Crider-Man because all he did was cry in that movie. And it's not like, that's fine. But like his face would be normal. And this has to do with the editing. I just couldn't believe it. It would be normal. They'd cut to somebody else quickly, back to him, and he's in full tears. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't work that way. That's like, this is strange. Anyway, I had to get that out.
Well, of course, in Spider-Man No Way Home, all three of them come together and we see them on the screen for the first time ever. And it sounds like as a result, they're going to let us relive all of those Sony live action and the Marvel ones all over once again.
That's cool.
I actually like this. I might actually partake in this.
Just do like a whole spider weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And of course, Spider-Man, a part of the Avengers. Well, we're getting a, and I love how this is being described, a micro-budget Avengers version. Now, this is going to be slightly different, though, because this is from the filmmakers behind Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh my gosh.
Now, you may remember that was that micro-budgeted slasher film where the Winnie the Pooh basically hit public domain. So as a result, we're able to do whatever we want with it. And the creators of this made a movie for $50,000 and it did $5.2 million at the box office.
That's great.
Well, now, Pooniverse is while they're describing this.
Boy, you got to be careful if you're going to Google that.
Chris brought this up to me this morning and I go, what are you saying?
I'm like, just be real careful on your searches.
Yeah.
Well, Monsters Assemble is what it's being called. We're going to get a whole universe of these slasher films, micro-budgeted slasher films. Winnie the Pooh is going to be joined by Bambi, Tinkerbell, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, Tigger, Piglet, the Mad Hatter, and Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, God.
Pinocchio is horrifying.
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
Even, you know, as he was back in the day.
Yeah, old school Pinocchio.
Geppetto's not really all that much better either, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fascinating. Again, that's going to be, we don't have any details except the fact that we believe at some point in 2025, this movie will be released.
I'd love to go to Pooniverse.com right now, but it's a work computer and I'm just not going to do that.
Probably wise.
Put an H in there. Put an H in there.
There you go. And you were talking about some of the wildest conspiracy theories around Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
I don't know. My two favorites were that she was on the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
And then following up on that one was that she actually is the artist Banksy.
Yes, we talked about this.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah,
are
that
you
was
kidding
a, like
me?
I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something.
And it's because ever since she's been gone, Banksy hasn't had any new artwork pop up. So everyone's like, oh, this
Banksy
is...
doesn't need to do anything. Banksy's convinced the world that he's something by doing these nonsense things. He's so rich.
Well, I will just say we're either getting an announcement from Kate because she's back or just Banksy has returned and they have nothing to do with each other because Banksy is believed to be back. Last night, a massive tree mural appeared in London on the Finsbury Park and it has a very distinct characteristic. Feels very much like a Banksy painting. Banksy has not claimed responsibility yet, but it appeared overnight.
Oh.
It's so weird because of CCTV now. I mean, you'd think that somebody would catch this on camera.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Just able to...
For sure. Everything's on camera, but nobody happens to be able to catch Banksy.
Yeah, it's like, I understand if you're doing some graffiti real quick, but these are elaborate.
Yeah, like you crank that out in 4 minutes.
Nope. All right. Well, coming up next, we are going to get into our favorite show within a show. It's Blinded by the Item right after this on My Talk.
Entertainment.
Hey, My Talkers, are you looking for a home or considering refinancing? Well, let me introduce you to David from First Equity Mortgage. It is a great time to buy a home. It's basically spring. I mean, especially with David and his team. If you've ever felt intimidated or unsure about what you're signing, what documents you're supplying your mortgage company, it all could be so confusing. Well, please call David. He prides himself and his team on prompt responses, explaining the process, and even getting first-time home buyers into their first home and getting their ducks in a row. Some customers, Cassie and Vic, say, best in the business, smoothest home purchase experience I've ever had. So, and if you're thinking about refinancing, we did that a couple of years ago with David, and he was right there excited to get us the best possible rate. So do what dozens of My Talkers have done. Call David and his team at 763-251-8000 or My Talk keyword, David.
Yeah.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Bradley Trainer, we are not doing a Weekend at Bernie's thing with him. He is actually still alive. He's still on vacation. He's on a cruise, but he will be back tomorrow. And we're so glad to have Chris Eggert in the studio with us. Hi, Chris.
Glad to be here again today. I've got to redeem myself from a couple of the games we played last week.
Oh, yeah.
Where it did not go well.
Well, you know, every day is a new day. That's what I always say. My name is Dawn, so it kind of fits, you know.
Look at you.
Hey.
How many times do you use that one in your life?
In my life? I mean, sometimes just to pump myself up to get up in the morning.
Right?
I'm like, come on, you can do it.
That's a good point.
Okay. Do you have any blind items, Mike?
I do. And I will say, of all the games last week, this is the one you did the best at, Chris.
You did a great job at blind items.
Yeah, that's not saying much, though. It was like beginner's luck the first day, and then it was all kind of downhill. But yeah.
We'll find out how you guys can do today. Let's get it started again. Blinded by the Item. We'll begin with this one. The recent outing from this A-list actress was perfect. Not only are you promoting an upcoming project with the target audience, but you also get to show off your fake partner, who you have just seen for the first time in months.
Oh.
We've got an A-list actress promoting an upcoming project with a target audience, and also had the chance to show off a fake partner who we're seeing together for the first, or who she has rumored to be seeing for the first time in months.
Okay. A-list actress.
Did we talk about this person last week?
I don't recall.
Monday or Tuesday?
I think we may have. They're often in the blinds. Why are you thinking of someone in particular?
I'm not there yet.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not there yet.
Is this a Zendaya?
Well, boom, knock it out.
Wow.
And Tom Holland.
Yeah, there you go.
They were at a tennis match.
Oh, yeah, I saw that this morning.
And of course, she's promoting her upcoming project.
Challengers. God, when is that coming out? Because I don't want to see that trailer again.
Believe that comes out.
I'm seeing it
this month.
Oh, thank God.
I think. Yeah, it's been running for a long time in the theaters. Challengers, actually April. So you've got a few more weeks to endure the...
Are they a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's their main man.
Gotcha.
Unless you believe the blind items, because according to this...
Oh, here we go.
The recent outing for Zendaya was perfect. Not only did she get to promote her upcoming project, Challengers, with a target audience, because they were at a tennis match.
Mm-hmm.
She also got to show off her fake partner, Tom Holland, who, according to the blind items, they haven't seen each other in months. I hate this blind item. And I'm going to just give it a big... Because it's wrong. They were together. He was at the Dune premiere. She called him family. His family was there. She called them all family. I love these two, and you can't take it away from me.
Oh, Mike. He loves the love.
I love love.
There's nothing wrong to love love.
I know.
Two young, beautiful people with the whole world on their in front of them.
That's right.
Or whatever cliche that I should think of.
Yeah. We can't look at relationships like... from our perspective only.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, she's really hot right now. She has a lot going on. And what's he been doing?
Yeah.
That's the whole celebrity thing.
It's amazing to me that
any celebrity's ever given all those circumstances around it, right?
God,
to be
exactly.
fair, the 5 years, no, go and get me wrong, she was pretty busy too, but the 5 years prior to this, he was making, I don't know, two of the biggest, highest grossing movies in the history of mankind.
Right.
Yeah, he was.
With the Avengers, but yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, I get very defensive for these two. I love Tom Holland and I love Zendaya. They are my Peter Parker and my MJ, and they need to be a thing.
Well, that
don't take them
they
away.
Are a thing. Don't worry. I think we can rest assured that they'll be marrying each other soon.
Yeah, these blind items, I don't like. I don't like those. We're going to move on so I can just calm down over
okay.
here.
Okay. Give us one that doesn't get you riled up. It's someone you don't care about.
All right. How about this? I'm not going to say that. That's just mean. But we'll go with this one. This A-list musician will be getting back to work very soon, not because they've got something new to share, but because they are going broke. The upcoming long-term gig is actually just making good with the company that this person is working for.
All right, long-term gig. So it's somebody who's doing a residency somewhere, right?
Okay.
Got there, nicely done.
Okay, so not like an ad campaign.
Nope.
Long-term, okay.
So is that residency in Las Vegas? Okay.
This isn't Adele, is it?
It is not. Let me read it again. This A-list musician will be getting back to work soon, not because they've got something new to share, but because they're going broke. The upcoming long-term gig, which you established, Chris, is a residency, nicely done there, is actually just a make-good with the company he's working for.
He.
Oops, I let that slip.
Thank you. It's a he. I didn't think of any guys.
It is a he.
It's a he.
Who would be a...
Go
ahead.
Usher?
Nope. Oh. That residency has come and gone. Usher is, I think, hitting really the world to tour now.
Okay.
It's not Billy Joel.
Nope.
He wouldn't do that.
What guys are in Vegas? He is broke.
This A-list musician will be getting back to work soon, not because they've got something new to share, but because they're going broke. The upcoming long-term gig, aka residency, as you said, is just to make good with the company he's working for.
Does this person play? Are they a hip-hop artist?
He's somewhat.
Sometimes.
They're not a rock
poppy,
and roll musician.
More poppy slash. Poppy. I would say more rock and. It's rock and pop. It's rock. It's pop rock.
Okay.
Poppy and Rocky.
Poppy Rocky. A-list. Broke. Poppy.
Brett Michaels.
he'll be at a casino near you.
Yeah, that's
on the
Vegas.
Love me some Brett Michaels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rock of Love. Well, it's...
A-list.
Is he a former member of a group?
No. Well, actually, let me...
I'm just stalling.
No, not okay. Known for being a former member of a group. Not really.
So it's not Justin Timberlake.
Nope.
We wouldn't think he's broke anyway, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Again, we've got an A-list musician. We'll be getting back to work soon, not because they've got something new to share, but because they're going broke. The upcoming residency is just a make good with the company he's working for.
Okay.
So it's an upcoming gig.
Is it Wayne Newton?
It's not.
We're really having a problem. Has he ever appeared? Is he also an actor sometimes?
Good question.
I don't think I recall him acting in anything.
It's not Elton John?
No.
Okay.
Man, what kind of lavish lifestyle would Elton John have to be living to be broke?
Well, I mean...
But it happens. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Gosh. This is hard.
It's a tough one. But an A-list musician, again, getting back to work. Now, keep in mind, they're doing a residency to make good with a company that they're working for. So the company that is paying them for this residency, maybe he's just making good with that company.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Does this person have a famous spouse?
No.
Is this person married at all?
Not
to someone
not
we know.
Married. No, I don't believe they are married.
Okay.
They are just partners, but it's not necessarily somebody super...
Donny Osmond.
Nope.
Is this person...
This is a person that's got an upcoming show for the first time, I believe, in Vegas.
Oh, okay, so they're not returning to a residency.
Nope, they're returning to performing, because we haven't seen this guy in a while.
Are they of a certain age?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, not how you were describing it. I think they're basically exactly my age.
Okay. Charlie Puth.
Nope.
That was a good guess.
Musical stylings would be pop, R&B, some funk, soul, and reggae in there too.
Ooh, funk, soul, and Bruno Mars.
Yep.
God, thank you. I mean, Chris, thank
we need
you.
I'm glad that worked out because that was.
Can you connect the dots on why
that one hurt.
He's making good with a certain company that he's working for this residency?
No.
Or why he's maybe going broke, a guy who's made a lot of money over his singing career?
He's had to pay off gambling debt.
You got there.
Oh,
according
really?
To the blind items and a lot of other tabloids right now, Bruno Mars owes MGM like more than $50 million from gambling debts.
Come on.
Shut your mouth.
Wow.
Again, I would say, okay, if this is just from the blind items, maybe that's not true. This is everywhere right now. I think I saw a story on Yahoo about this. According to the blind items, Bruno Mars is getting back to work, not because he's got anything new to share, but because he is going broke. The upcoming residency, and by the way, I looked it up, and of course, that residency is taking place at Dolby Live, the theater at Park MGM.
Oh. Yeah, of course.
Because according to the blind items, he owes MGM, again, well over $50 million.
I mean, how long is he going to have to perform there?
Yeah, like, that's sad. Ooh. I mean, it is
sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
That something would get so out of control.
The equivalent of us washing dishes in the back of a burger joint because we don't have enough money to pay for our bills.
And what's he gonna what kind of energy is he putting into those shows if basically he's like has to do it?
Man.
Oh my gosh. I think I would be very thankful.
Yeah. Uptown funk me up.
He's not able to dance on stage because like Vito broke his leg because he owed so much money to the casino.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh boy. That's not.
Oh boy, I haven't seen anything about this, so thanks for that story.
Yeah, I guess. But according to this, Bruno Mars, and we do know there was some stories early on in his career before he actually made it in music. He was surviving as a professional poker player. So he was actually making money as a professional poker player for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
That was, I believe, a story about that. So there you go. You guys got there eventually, but you got there nicely done. Let's move on and do another one. Let's talk about another A-list singer, this time a foreign-born A-list singer. They're realizing that their star is fading. The upcoming international dates have plenty of good seats available. So you've got a foreign-born A-list singer realizing that their star is fading a bit. The upcoming international dates have plenty of good seats available.
Is it Sting?
It is not.
Is it J-Lo?
Nope. She's not. Those are just getting canceled.
She's from Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, those are just getting canceled. Foreign-born
A-list singers realizing their star is fading. The upcoming international dates have plenty of good seats available.
Let me go through. Is this Nicki Minaj?
Nope. Not according to
Camila Cabello.
Items. Nope.
Kind of forgot about her.
Yeah.
Which would fit into this narrative, but it's not her.
Foreign born, and I dare say A+/A-list singer.
Oh.
Really? So Dua Lipa?
A+.
Rita Ora. Adele.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
According to the blind items, Adele is starting to realize that her star might be fading a little bit. Her upcoming international dates have plenty of good seats available. This is, apparently she announced those dates. She's going to be in, I think, Germany and has a few different international runs coming up here. And it sounds like ticket sales are not going how they expected it.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
She
should have started dating a professional football player or something.
There you go.
Sports agent.
Like she's the one who could have used that bump that Taylor Swift, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep. Rich Paul, her boyfriend / maybe husband, he's just an agent, and we didn't really know him until...
It's not interesting.
He was her boyfriend.
Hmm.
Unless, Mike, you knew him from the sports world.
Yeah, he's LeBron's like guy, but no, I didn't know him. I just knew of him. I didn't know... I mean, didn't help her... In any way, shape, or form.
No, I'd say not.
Huh. So there you go. Again, hopefully those dates start to get sold out, or it's just being, maybe exaggerated a bit by the blinds. Who knows?
Mm.
Let's do another one, though, as we roll through the blind items today. This A-list mostly movie actor is now even more upset with a former fellow A-lister who's both a TV and movie actor. The former thinks the latter was terrible in their most recent production together, and now... That movie actor is finding resistance, finishing out what he feels is his masterpiece. So we've got an A-list, mostly movie actor, upset with another A-lister who's both a TV and movie actor.
Mm.
The original, the A-list movie actor, thinks that the former, the other one is terrible in their most recent project together. So let's go with actor A and actor B, we'll just say. And actor A is now having trouble finishing his masterpiece. So we've got a couple big name actors here. Again, our first one, actor one, is an A-list, mostly movie actor Who's upset at actor number two, who's an A-list mostly movie and TV actor?
Brad, who is it? Brad Pitt and George Clooney?
It is not either of those.
No.
Our number one, who's the mostly movie actor, thinks that the number two, the TV and movie actor, was terrible in their most recent project together. And as a result, the first one, number one, is finding resistance, finishing this project. Or his masterpiece.
Is this some Masters of the Air, like Barry Keoghan, Austin Butler?
Nope. Okay. I'd say they're both much higher on the list. I mean,
okay.
As of higher right now, there. They're definitely higher up there. Oh. They've had more sustained success than some of those newcomers.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Nope. That's a very good guess.
Good guess. You know Ben Affleck, 6'4"?
No. Jiminy Christmas.
I saw an article today about the tallest actors. Stupid thing. Fun fact.
And you're like, are they taller than me?
Barely.
Okay. Let's see.
So again, we've got two actors. One's a movie actor almost exclusively. The other one does TV and movies. The movie actor is saying that the TV/movie actor was terrible in their most recent project together. And I will just give you the hint that it was a very big box office project.
Is the A actor Tom Cruise?
It is not. These two guys are much larger than Tom Cruise.
Much what? Larger than Tom Cruise?
How is that possible?
No, physically.
Oh,
physically, they're much larger than Tom Cruise, which is very possible.
Which doesn't take much, but
I will say much larger.
Okay,
physically,
and they are they around the same age?
Yep, I would say so. I guess I don't know right offhand, but I would say they're about the same age.
Much larger. So you're implying this person is gigantic. So it's going to be somebody like, is it John Cena or The Rock or something like that?
Tom Hanks.
Something like that, not Tom Hanks.
Something like that.
Much closer to The Rock angle.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Got there.
Nice.
So Vin Diesel is the first part.
And who's the...
Vin Diesel is now
He's always mad.
Vin Diesel is now even more upset with a former fellow A-lister who's a TV and movie actor. Vin thinks that this other actor was terrible in their most recent project. And as a result, Vin is having some resistance finishing his masterpiece.
Interesting. I can't even...
Well, think of what he would maybe Vin Diesel think of his.
Well, it's got something to do with the Fast and Furious.
So the most recent.
So somebody who was in the most recent, who's also a TV actor, and I am not that familiar with that franchise.
I've never seen one of the movies.
And I will say this guy, who we're looking for, is much bigger than Vin Diesel.
Physically.
Yep.
Physically bigger than
Drax.
Nope. Not Dave Bautista, but that's a very good guess.
And were they in Fast and Furious together? Okay.
The most recent.
Oh, gosh.
That's where he's upset.
I don't know who was in that.
He's a A-list TV and movie actor.
And he's gigantic.
Very large.
Is he a wrestler?
He could have been, but he's not.
Jason Momoa?
Got there.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Wow.
So according to the blind items, Vin Diesel is very upset even more now with Jason Momoa. He thinks that Momoa sucked in their most recent project together for Fast and the Furious. And looking at the box office, a lot of people kind of agreed because that movie barely broke even.
Hmm.
Well, now as a result, Vin Diesel is struggling to get the people with the purse strings, the people that got the budget over there. He's struggling to get Fast 11 made with more than he wants it to be like a $250 million budgeted film.
Wow.
And they're like, no, we're not giving you that much money to make this movie.
Okay.
Which is apparently supposed to be the last of the Fast and the Furious saga.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, please do.
Jason Momoa is your best bet at making money on that.
Yeah, I feel like he's way hotter than
people don't have these
Diesel
requirements. Yeah. Like you add Jason Momoa in it and a lot of people are much more likely to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm not a real big fan of, I call him Mr. Potato Head. Vin. I don't.
Yeah.
He seems to just be thick-headed at times. Not only does he look like Mr. Potato Head, but he is like the head of a potato.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's funny that he thinks he...
I think to which Vin Diesel, I think to say, to respond, Vin Diesel might say, go watch the show Sea or go to the movie Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom or whatever it was called. Check out the box office there and see just how well Jason Momoa has been doing.
Well, listen, and Jason Momoa is doing these those cell phone commercials with the guys from Scrubs. And I was like, dude, what are you? What is that? You don't need to do that right now.
Yeah.
I was you're too big for this. But
I've never understood the last, I don't know, 6 Fast and the Furious movies. But you can't argue they make a ton of money.
No, that's true.
Totally.
That is true.
This is one of the highest grossing franchises in history. Yep. It's unbelievable. So, so there you go. That's a little a blind item there between two guys that have a lot of testosterone running through their body, I had to imagine.
I'd like to see him arm wrestle it out.
Yeah. Me too.
And then also bring in a guy that was in that series, The Rock, in to put them both in their place.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I was going where you're going there. On
there you go. Let's go ahead and do another one here as we take a look at this blind item for today. Very quietly, this permanent A-list singer is actually going to have probably the second highest grossing tour of the year. They just continue to add new dates to keep up with demand, and maybe the A-list. A little bit of everything, or A-list everything in her mind, I think is how we normally describe her, could give some of her dates to this singer. So clearly we know the second half of that is J-Lo. But we're looking for, very quietly, a permanent A-list singer having the second highest grossing tour of the year.
So this isn't Taylor Swift.
Nope, the second highest grossing. So this would be the
Olivia
one.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Nope. Permanent A-list singer.
Oh.
Madonna.
Nope. And again, this according to the blind items, I don't have the exact numbers, but according to the blind items, this person will quietly, so again, this is the name we're talking about much, they're quietly going to have the second highest grossing tour of the year. They just continue to add new dates to keep up with their very high demand.
Is it Dua Lipa?
Nope.
Rita Ora? I always guess those two.
Permanent A-list. This is somebody permanent who's been around A-list. For a while.
Somebody who's been around for a while.
Rihanna.
Cher.
That are also touring. Because they're having the second highest grossing tour of the year.
Yeah, I don't know who's touring. I don't know everyone who's touring. So is this a foreign-born singer?
I believe so. Let me just confirm here for you.
It can't be Adele again.
Can't be Adele again. Nope.
Shakira.
Nope. Thornborn.
Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, I've literally gone through everyone that would make sense. Sabrina Carpenter is on tour with Taylor Swift, so it isn't her.
A male singer.
Oh.
A permanent A-list male singer is having quietly the second highest grossing tour of the year. They continue to add new dates, and maybe J-Lo should give some of her dates to this individual.
Harry Styles?
Nope.
Shawn Mendes?
Nope.
Ed Sheeran?
Person has been around for a very long time.
Elton John?
Billy Joel?
Nope. I will say this person's name has come up already in this show today.
Okay.
Sting.
Yes,
Sting.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. Who is Sting? Is
Thank
it Sting?
God.
Sorry, I forgot.
No, no, you're fine. Way. Sting is actually the correct answer. Nicely done. You do not have to form your answer in the form of a question. Very quietly, according to the blind item, Sting is actually going to have the second highest grossing tour of the year. He just continues to add new dates. There was a story that 20 to 30 more dates are being added, and everything is continuing to be sold out on this massive tour. And, again, according to the blind, maybe the Jennifer Lopez should give some of her dates to Sting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's still crushing at 72 years old.
He's 72.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. When are these people going to stop?
Well, I mean, that's the only way they're making money anymore, right?
Yeah. Or they have so much money they don't need anymore, they know. I always think about these older singers that just keep going because without it, they might not know who they are.
Yeah. Sure.
You know,
when they're sitting around the walls of their big mansion and they're bored. And it's
wow. I'd love to see Sting. Is he coming to Minneapolis?
I'm not sure, but I will say I'm looking through now some of these dates. It's like, and this is why it's such a high grossing tour. He's not doing like the arenas that J-Lo's canceling. He's doing Petco Park in San Diego.
Oh, so like gigantic.
He's doing Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the Alamo Dome. He's doing Allegiant Stadium where they played the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's doing massive shows as a part of this tour.
Wow, good for him.
He's crushing it.
Yeah, maybe he should go to the Sphere.
Agreed.
That'd be great.
Probably be a pay cut for him from the sounds
of it. Yeah, that's probably the deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for hanging with us today. We have a website, blindedbytheitem.com. You can email us there and listen to back episodes or wherever you get your podcasts. Until tomorrow, this has been
Blinded by the Item.